Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 16, Part 2, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. We have to understand the incarnations of God by the instructions of authorized persons. We cannot manufacture a God by our own concoctions. As stated by Naruttama Das Thakur, Sadhu Shastra Guru, one has to test all spiritual matters according to the instructions of saintly persons, scriptures, and the spiritual master. The spiritual master is one who follows the instructions of one's predecessors, namely the sadhus or saintly persons. A bona fide spiritual master does not mention anything not mentioned in the authorized scriptures. Ordinary people have to follow the instructions of sadhu, shastra, and guru. And those statements made in the shastras and those made by bona fide sadhu or guru cannot differ from one another. Although King Prithu denied the praise of the reciters because he was not at that time exhibiting his godly qualities, the reciters did not stop praising Prithu. Rather, they were very pleased with the king, who, although actually an incarnation of God, was so humble and delightful in his dealings with devotees. The word Mayaya means by your causeless mercy. The Mayavadi philosophers explained the word Maya as meaning illusion or falseness. However, there is another meaning of Maya, and that is causeless mercy. There are two kinds of Maya, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya is an expansion of Yoga Maya. And both of these mayas are different expressions of the Lord's internal potencies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna appears through his internal potencies, Atma Mayaya. We should therefore reject the Mayavad explanation that Lord Krishna appears in a body given by the external potency, the material energy. By glorifying the Lord with exalted verses, one becomes purified. Although we are unable to offer prayers to the Lord in an adequate fashion, still our duty is to make the attempt in order to purify ourselves. So it is not that we should stop our glorification because demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot adequately glorify the Lord. Rather, as stated by Prahlad Maharaj, everyone should glorify the Lord according to his or her own ability. If we are serious and sincere devotees, the Lord will give us the intelligence to offer prayers properly. However expert one may be, one can never describe the glories of the Lord adequately. Nonetheless, those engaged in glorifying the activities of the Lord should try to do so as far as possible. Such an attempt will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya has advised all of his followers to go everywhere and preach the message of Lord Krishna. Since this message is essentially Bhagavad Gita, the duty of the preacher is to study Bhagavad Gita as it is understood by disciplic succession and explained by great sages and learned devotees. One should speak to the general populace in accordance with one's predecessors, sadhu, guru, and shastras. This simple process is the easiest method by which one can glorify the Lord. In Kali Yuga, democratic government can be captured by Krishna-conscious people, and if this can be done, the general populace can be made very happy. However, in Kali Yuga, in the so-called secular state, the executive branch of government is in the charge of so-called kings and presidents, who are all fools and rascals, ignorant of the intricacies of nature's causes and ignorant of the principles of sacrifice. Such rascals simply make various plans which always fail, and the people subsequently suffer disturbances. To counteract this situation, the Shastras advise, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Namaiva Kevalam, Kalao Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyatha. Thus, in order to counteract this unfortunate situation in government, the general populace is advised to chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The process of tax exaction is very nicely explained in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tax exaction is not meant for the sense gratification of the so-called administrative heads. Tax revenues should be distributed to the citizens in times of need, during emergencies, such as famine or flood. Tax revenues should never be distributed amongst governmental servants in the form of high salaries and various other allowances. In Kali Yuga, however, the position of the citizens is very horrible because taxes are exacted in so many forms and are spent for the personal comforts of the administrators. There is a predominating deity for all the material elements, and Varuna or Pracheta is the predominating deity of the seas and oceans. The word Upagupta Vitta is very significant in this section. It indicates that no one would know the extent of the riches King Prithu would confidentially keep. The idea is that not only the king, but everyone should keep one's hard-earned money confidentially and secretly, so that in due course of time, the money can be spent for good practical purposes. In Kali Yuga, however, the king or government has no well-protected treasury, and the only means of circulation is currency notes made of paper. Thus, in times of distress, the government artificially inflates the currency by simply printing papers, and this artificially raises the price of commodities, and so the general condition of the citizens becomes very precarious. Thus, keeping one's money very secretly is an old practice, for we find this practice present even during the reign of Maharaj Prithu. Just as the king has the right to keep his treasury confidential and secret, the people should also keep their individual earnings a secret, and there is no fault in such dealing. A learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother. He looks on others' property as garbage in the street, and he treats others as he would treat his own self. These are the symptoms of a learned person, as described by Chanakya Pandit. And this should be the standard for education. Education does not mean having academic degrees only. One should execute what one has learned in one's personal life. The words Mukta Sangha Prasanga indicate that King Prithu was always associating with liberated persons. The word Yatharka indicates that the sun is not fixed, but is rotating in its orbit, which is set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is confirmed in Brahma Samhita and also in other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. For instance, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the sun rotates in its own orbit at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. Similarly, Brahma Samhita states, Yath yagyaya brahmati samrita kala chakra. The sun rotates in its own orbit according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. The conclusion is that the sun is not fixed in one place. And the word Adi Rajam means the original king. The original king is Narayana, or Lord Vishnu. People do not know that the original king, or Narayana, is actually the protector of all living entities. As confirmed in the Vedas, Eko Bahunang Yo Vididhati Kaman. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is maintaining all living entities. The king, or Naradeva, is Krishna's representative, and as such, the king's duty is to personally supervise the distribution of wealth for the maintenance of all living entities. If Naradeva does so, the king will be as reputable as Narayana. The word Vedanti refers to one who knows something or enjoys something. The verb Vedanti is sometimes taken to mean understanding. Thus, when a person understands Brahman, or the supreme source of everything, then one enjoys a blissful life. To artificially advertise oneself, and thus enjoy a so-called reputation, is a kind of conceit. Prithu Maharaj was famous amongst the people because of his chivalrous activities. Prithu did not have to advertise himself artificially. One's factual reputation cannot be covered. The word Utpatita Loka Shalya indicates that Maharaj Prithu completely uprooted all the miseries of his citizens. The word Shalya means piercing thorns. There are many kinds of miserable thorns which pierce the citizens of a state. But all competent rulers, even up to the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthir, uprooted all the miserable conditions of the citizens. Persons or nations anxious to spread their influence all over the world should consider this point. If one is able to eradicate completely the threefold miseries of the citizens, then one should aspire to rule the world. But one should not aspire to rule for any political or diplomatic consideration. Recorded September 20, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat. Namaste Narasinghaya, Praklad Aklad Dayane, Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha, Shilatanka Nakalaye,
Ito Nrsingha Parato Nrsingho. Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha. Bahi Nrsingha Vinaye Nrsingho. Nrsingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakham Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha. Jaya Jagadisha. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.